Gone are the good old days when Park City residents paid $15 for a month's supply of water, with some $300 million of water infrastructure to maintain and multi-million dollars worth of water projects planned over the next 15 years. City Water Manager Clint McAfee says Park City water will only get more expensive.
Last year at this time, I would have told you we were going to do another 18% this year, followed by, you know, a couple sixes after this year. And we've had great success working with the State Division of Water Quality and coming up with a plan for these future treatment assets. And we've been able to reduce the rate increase this year to 12%, and we're projecting 3% from here on out.
Because the city's water fund is self-funded, all of the operational and capital costs must be paid for through water rates and impact fees. For the last decade, he says the city has focused on increasing its water supply. The city is spending $34 million to import water from the Rockport Reservoir and building a new water treatment plant at Quinns Junction. Now he says the city is focused on improving its water quality.
Both in terms of water quality, treatment capacity and technology, as well as the quality of our buried infrastructure. So asset management, asset replacement.
It's estimated that'll cost anywhere from $25 to $30 million to meet state and federal drinking water and stream water quality requirements. While those projects will be bonded for, McAfee says water rates have to go up to repay the bonds.
It's not going to be a cheap project, but it does occur over the next 10 to 15 years, and it is going to be a vast improvement in both stream water quality and drinking water quality.
Water users will also have to pay for a $370,000 increase in pumping cost this year. Solar panels and plans for a hydro turbine, he says, will not generate enough savings to offset those increased pumping costs. So the city's looking at other ways to pay for what will only go up in the future. At this point, McAfee says the city water users are at the end of playing catch-up to deal with the minimal water rates that were charged up until about 10 years ago.
We're dealing with an extremely complex water system with a lot of treatment requirements. And that $15 a month was paying for the existing operations and was not planning for these expenses that we paid for with the water supply and were planning for with the water quality.
Trying to make it more fair, the city council has directed the water staff to come back later this summer with a plan for adding a pumping surcharge for those who live in some of the town's higher elevations, as well as higher water rates for those who use a lot of water.
So the pumping surcharge is directly related to how many times we have to pump the water. And the baseline, you know, the no charge zone would be the Boot Hill zone. So our Boot Hill tank lies just north of the cemetery, up on that hill. That's our lowest elevation tank. That's where all three of our wells pump into, and the Quinns Junction Water Treatment Plant and Spiro. And I would propose and I would recommend no pumping surcharge from there. But then every time we lift water, water is heavy. To lift it 2,000 feet to some of our upper zones is expensive. So we would allocate that cost to those users.
That's Park City Water Manager Clint McAfee. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.